This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. Not many people would stand half naked in the middle of the farmer's market in downtown Boise and let strangers write all over them. But when performance artist and blogger Amy Pence Brown decided to make a statement about positive body image by just doing that, she was surprised by the reaction she received. The video of her experience has gone viral in the last week. It shows the artist in a bikini blindfolded with a handwritten sign at her feet in the middle of 8th Street. Our Frankie Barnhill talked with Pence Brown about the video and began by asking about the sign.
It says, "If you have ever struggled with a self-esteem issue like me and think that all bodies are valuable and want to help promote self-acceptance and love, draw a heart on my body."
So what happens next?
A crowd rushes around me, including the very first woman who slipped a marker out of my hand and said to me, "Thank you. You're brave. This is brave and powerful." And I could hear the tears and the shaking in her voice. She started crying. I started crying. And she began writing not just a heart on my body, but a word. And with that, it just continued for the next 50 minutes.
You were covered in messages and hearts. I mean, it was just all over your body, on your neck and your arms and your legs, everywhere. It must have been dozens of people that came up to you. Some of the messages were love, thank you, you are beautiful, stand strong. How did that feel in the moment to get that kind of outpouring?
It was really overwhelming, and it was interesting being blindfolded, so I couldn't see them. I couldn't see them coming up to me, and so I was really focused on being inside of my body and the physical feeling of it. I was sweating from nerves and from, 90-degree heat being outside. And feeling that first marker slip from my hand, the sort of relief that came over me, and then hearing the woman's voice in my ear. And she was crying, and I started crying, and I was so thankful that the blindfold would catch all of the tears that continued to flow over the next hour.
And you had a lot of hugging. There was a lot of hugging going on, a lot of people who came up and actually physically embraced you. Were you expecting that?
No, I was not expecting that at all. And they would ask, usually, "Can I hug you?" I did get an unsolicited kiss on the cheek, which was really sweet, and a lot of grabbing of hands. They would grab my hand, and they were shaking, or they would touch my shoulder as they would speak to me.
In your blog post, you relayed the story of a father with his sons, I believe. What was that again?
Yes, that was one of the most moving stories. There were a lot of them. A father knelt down fairly close to me with his two sons and said something along the lines of, "Look at this," and read to them what the board said and told them to look at me and said, this is what a beautiful woman looks like.
At the end of your video, you have the slide with text, and it says, "In a society that profits from your self-doubt, liking yourself is a rebellious act." So what did you learn from your most recent rebellious act?
This performance art piece was so simple. It was me in a bathing suit I already owned and already wore, some markers from my daughter's box of random tons of leftover from school markers, and a chalkboard that we already had. I have a friend who's a videographer, an amazing one, who agreed to be in the audience. We just sort of made a plan and got brave and knew what we were doing and tried it out. And it cost nothing, other than some bravery and a couple people with a camera and some great minds and some great hearts. And so much can be learned. And the love that has surrounded this is amazing, and that's something that I can really take away. And sometimes being rebellious and being radical is what people need to sort of open their eyes. And they've seemed to have said to me in words on the internet that we've been waiting for this, we've been waiting for you, and also me too. I feel this too, and I'm so thankful for you being that voice.
That's Amy Pence Brown talking with our Frankie Barnhill. And although Pence Brown says she doesn't plan on doing this performance piece again, she says she'll continue writing about body positive issues. You can see the video of her performance on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.